Oh dear, it looks like another one fainted out here. The desert is no place for you humans, don't you know? The heat just seems to get to you guys so quickly. Oh well, at least I found this one before it died. Alright, come on, human, onto my back. Let's go, I'll carry you home. I can't lie, though. I am a little excited. It's been so long since I've had visitors. Maybe this one was too far gone after all. It's been 3 days, and yet they still haven't come around. Perhaps I should just eat- Oh? Oh, you're awake! Oh, I'm so glad. Are you all right? You've been unconscious for 3 days. Well, you're in the desert, obviously. Or rather specifically, you're in my oasis within the desert. I had found you passed out in the sand while I was out, and I decided to bring you back here and see if I could get you back to full health. I did look you over when I first brought you here, but it didn't seem like anything was broken. So I figured it was just some dehydration. Oh, here, some water. So, what were you doing all the way out here anyway? Most humans don't dare venture this far. Haven't you heard the tales of the Scaled Witch of the Desert? Oh? That's exactly why you've come? Really? Fascinating. But you came to see the Scaled Witch alone? Why? It seems a silly thing to do, considering your lofty ambitions. Huh. I see. Sharing prized items can be a hassle indeed. So, what do you want of the Scaled Witch, should you find her? What loot were you looking for? The sun pendant? Truly? And what would you do with such a powerful item? I see. And if you came upon that Scaled Witch, just how did you plan to take her pendant? You thought you'd easily overpower her with a sword? You were half dead when I found you, and had I left you there, the sun would have finished the job. You can barely keep up with the elements, and yet you are so sure in your ability to conquer a devious Lamia? What sort of second-rate witch do you take me for? Ah, I see the little arrogant human is finally starting to put the pieces together. Yes, illusions are child's play. Here, let me remove mine. Ah, that's much, much better. Walking on two legs is so uncouth. But now that I don't have to hide what I am, well, there will be no further need for such trickery. Don't bother reaching for your sword. Yes, I've taken that and everything else. So, let me see if I have this quite right. A brave adventurer. Wait, no. Let's be honest, shall we? A greedy thief ventured into my desert in hopes of taking my head for a bounty, and with it, one of my most prized possessions. You even came alone so you didn't have to share the gold or the pendant with anyone else. And yet, in the end, you lost your camel, and with it most of your supplies, drank all your water, and ended up fainting in the midday sun, only to be rescued by the evil Scaled Witch you had intended to kill. Oh my, just how do you think I should feel about that? Humans can be so cruel. What do I intend to do with you now? Well, lucky you. This is the desert, and so where our days are hot, our nights are rather cold. And you know, I think I'm in the market for a bed warmer. Just as you intended to steal my pendant, I will steal your warmth, coiling around you each and every night, soaking in your delicious heat. What? Leave? Oh, you will never be allowed to leave. It would be troublesome should you decide to come back with friends, you see. However, as long as you are warm and useful, you will be safe here with me. I will care for you and I will feed you, and in return, you will keep me company and share that body with me. That doesn't sound so bad, does it?